ABC Radio Australia.
Fijian electoral officials admit they too are on standby as everyone waits for this year's general election to be called. The 2014 election was held 4 years ago this week on September the 17th, and there's now just 2 months before the final cut-off date for this year's poll to be held. Opposition parties in Fiji have been critical of what they say has been an unnecessary delay in the announcement of the date, but speculation is growing that the election could now be imminent. Now that the ruling Fiji First Party this week revealed the names of its 51 candidates. The list released by the Prime Minister and the Fiji First Party leader, Frank Bainimarama, includes radio personalities, a football coach and also a former Miss South Pacific, but all, he says, with one thing in common.
My party and our candidates are all for Fijians. Our women, our youth, our marginalised, our civil servants.
But Frank Bainimarama didn't give any hints as to when he plans to visit the country's president to have the election called. Now, Vijay Naidu is a professor within the School of Government at the University of South Pacific, and he's one of those who expects to see a date announced very soon.
I think it's fairly preeminent because, you know, the year is going by, and in terms of the constitutional requirement, the election is supposed to be held every 4 years. So the government actually took office in October, you know, after the 17th of November 2014 general election. And therefore, to comply with the constitutional requirement, it should be held sooner rather than later. Certainly not in December, but possibly in November.
And what are the implications if they didn't? Or is there any suggestion that the government perhaps wants to hold on to power and that it won't make an announcement about an election date, that it won't follow the constitutional requirements? Or do you believe that they will be and they're just simply holding on as for as long as they can before confirming the date?
Yeah, it's a difficult question, but you see, this government has been trying to cultivate a positive image of itself, a government that follows the rules. And of course, people have criticized the government as not a government that is follows the rule of law, but rules by the law. And therefore, you know, government is sensitive about, well, hopefully, that, you know, it must comply with the provisions of the constitution that it itself has imposed on the people of the country. And so I think it's incumbent on them to announce it sooner rather than later. Yeah, and the business about power, of course, one dimension of it is that this government has enjoyed the support of the Fiji military forces.
Now, not just in Fiji, in many countries it's often considered that the incumbent party has the advantage when they are the ones that know that what the date will be, they are the ones able to set it. Do you think that's the case in Fiji, that the Fiji First Party is going to have that advantage over the opposition parties?
Yes, absolutely. What the government has done, you know, has been doing over the past weeks and months, has been putting all these large billboards in places where, you know, they can be seen at roundabouts and junction in downtown Suva and along the main sort of highways, you know, with all these messages that it wants the citizens of their country to follow. Most recently, they were putting announcement that the billboards were saying, you know, people should reject politicians who are divisive and who use race and religion to divide the people. And the latest one, I'm told this morning, is about security of Fijian people. So these are the kind of subliminal messages that the government has been putting forward.
That is Professor Vijay Naidu from the University of South Pacific. Well, Mohammed Sanim is the supervisor of the elections, and I spoke also with him a little earlier. What information are you able to tell us about a possible date being set anytime soon?
I think you have all the information that you told me, that I could have told you. It's the Prime Minister who will advise the President, so we will wait for the President to issue the writ.
And if the election was to be called today or very soon, how prepared do you feel? Are you ready to go at a moment's notice?
We are ready to go, yes. We have, based on the requirements of the law, as well as the practices in elections, prepared Fijian elections office with resources, infrastructure, as well as the human side of things, the human resource side of things, to deliver an election. So all processes have been accomplished and we are now on a standby mode.
And voters are all registered. You don't expect to have any issues with the electoral roll at all?
The registration process in Fiji for the first time has been an annual exercise for registration. And we are currently expecting to be trending at around 95% registration rate for voters. The roll is up to date, and given a date, we can then close the roll and do the final set of verification before we publish the roll for the general election.
There has been in the media ongoing some concerns about the approach of certain political parties with their campaigning, etc., calls for things like race and ethnicity not to be part of that. Have you got a concern that there are going to be dirty tactics perhaps employed when the official campaign period gets underway?
We will be very closely monitoring campaign. The laws are very strict about the aspects of racial vilification or use of religious antagonism. As we have been doing, we will continue to monitor campaign, and should the need arise, the Fijian Elections Office will not hesitate to explore the legal avenues available.
Some political parties have said, though, that these rules and the laws are an attempt to muzzle this commentary or these discussions. What do you say to that?
Look, I mean, you can come up with anything for your campaign. There is no restriction on that. As I said, if someone feels offended and the court agrees that the person did get offended with that, it is the decision that is the decision. We are not going to try and dictate how to run your campaigns, but I think there is a lot of common sense that it can be applied here.